This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ali. A delegation-level talk was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Pena Palacios in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral relations. Speaking on this occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said both the countries have lots of potential avenues in the sectors including digital technology, agriculture, defense, railways, space, among others. He said India and Paraguay are together in the fight against terrorism.
मेरा विश्वास है कि आपसी सहयोग से हम साझी समृद्धि का मार्ग प्रशस्त करेंगे. एक्सेलेंसी, हमारे पास आर्थिक सहयोग सहित डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स, ऊर्जा, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, डिफेंस, रेलवे तथा स्पेस जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग के नए अवसर है. एक्सेलेंसी, आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और पराग्वे कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर खड़े हैं.
Mr. Palacios is on a three-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar expressed confidence that Mr. Palacios' talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi will open new avenues for India's engagement with Paraguay and the South America region. The Paraguayan president is also scheduled to meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with India's principled and resolute stance against terrorism, seven all-party delegations comprising members of parliament are in different countries with the outreach programs. The all-party delegation led by NCP, SCP MP Supriya Sule reached Egypt. Another all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha met with representatives of Party Kidilan Rakyat, People's Justice Party in Kuala Lumpur. Earlier, the all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Srikant Shinde interacted with members of the Indian community in Liberia. During the interaction, Srikant Shinde said that despite fighting against terrorism for 4 to 5 decades, India is still a great power in technology. The delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor is presently in Brazil and will head to the US tomorrow. Indian Institute of Technology Kanpur has announced the JEE Advanced Results 2025 today. Students can access their results on the website results25.jeeadv.ac.in. The JEE Advance is for admission to undergraduate courses at Indian Institutes of Technology and other participating institutions of technical education. The first rank was secured by Rajit Gupta, while the second rank was secured by Saksham Jindal. Over 3,965 active cases of COVID-19 have been reported across the country. According to the Health and Family Welfare Ministry, the highest number of 1,435 cases have been recorded in Kerala, followed by 506 cases in Maharashtra and 483 cases in Delhi. Government has notified the guidelines for a scheme to promote manufacturing of electric passenger cars in the country. Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today informed this while briefing the media in New Delhi. The minister said that India is offering low import tax, which is 15% on electric cars worth at least $35,000, to attract big international car brands. He added that this benefit is only available if the companies agree to invest and manufacture electric vehicles in the country. Mr. Kumaraswamy said that approved applicants would be required to make a minimum investment of 4,150 crore rupees in line with the provision of the scheme. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta has said that a decision has taken to amend the rules and procedures of the Assembly to make it at par with rules of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Gupta added that best practices of both the Houses of Parliament will be incorporated in the rule book of the Delhi Assembly to do away discrepancies and bring more clarity in functioning of the House. He added that a meeting of the Rules Committee is also scheduled on 5th of this month. He also said the rule book of the Assembly will also be made gender neutral. India Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India during the next 5 days. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall over east and central India, over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today, and light to moderate rainfall in these areas over the next 7 days. In Sikkim, 3 persons have lost their lives due to a landslide last evening at Chattan area, which caused damages to the nearby habitat. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.